In the southeast region of the country, severe thunderstorms and tornadoes have swept through the states of Georgia and Mississippi, wreaking devastation, destroying homes. So far, authorities have confirmed at least 18 people killed, dozens more injured. According to Georgia's Emergency Management Agency, the storm had up to 20 reports of tornadoes within it. Governors in both Georgia and Mississippi have declared states of emergency. Joining us now is Bill Bunting from Norman, Oklahoma. He's the chief of forecast operations for the National Weather Service's Storm Prediction Center. Welcome to The Takeaway, Bill.
Hello, and great to be with you today.
So you're in Norman. I mean, this part of the country is more associated with Tornado Alley, but the southeast is getting an unusual spate of unusual severity storms. Can you explain what's going on and how unusual it is?
Sure. Well, while this is unusual, it's not unprecedented. Unfortunately, this time of the year, when we do see tornadoes in the United States, they're frequently in the southeast part of the country. And the reason is, as colder air covers much of the nation, that warm, unstable air that's one of the ingredients that we need for tornadoes is often most present along the Gulf Coast and the southeast U.S. So you combine that with a very strong upper-level storm system, and unfortunately, you had the ingredients in place that have led to the storms we've seen over the past 3 days.
So these headlines of unusual ice storms in places that wouldn't normally have them are just confirmation of this collision of warm air, cold air, and the kind of energy that stirs up these storms.
Yeah, absolutely. The primary ingredient for determining where and when storms occur has to do with that temperature gradient and temperatures across the country. And we've seen warm spells and cold spells. And when you combine that kind of thermal energy, you have the breeding ground for storms producing all types of severe weather.
With the clear views that you can get out here on the plains, it's a different prediction setup than in a place like Georgia and Mississippi, where you've got very low visibility sometimes. And in this storm over the weekend, 20 tornadoes within the same storm system. How do you do a good job of prediction, and who needs to evacuate if there is a need for evacuation at all?
Well, you're certainly right about the challenges of spotting tornadoes, issuing warnings in the very short range as a storm is bearing down on a community. The combination in the southeast that we often see that proves so deadly, fast-moving storms, strong storms, and often overnight when people perhaps aren't watching television or paying attention to local warnings, you put those factors together and it really increases the vulnerability. I think one thing that's important is to stress before folks go to bed that tonight is a night that you might need to either be alert, make sure your weather radio is on, have someone monitoring the weather, and then have your plan rehearsed so that everyone in the family knows what they'll do when the warnings are issued and the storms are approaching. As fast as the storms are moving this weekend, if you waited until you saw it, it probably was too late to take action.
Now, given the kinds of preparations that you're describing, is that a new script for the people of the southeast, that sort of go to bed with a plan B already in place?
We've actually been incorporating this into our outreach for actually a couple of decades, as far back as I can think. Now, we've had some tornado outbreaks in the southeast. There was a Central Florida outbreak in February of 1998. Mobile, Alabama was hit on Christmas Day 2012. Many of these tornadoes occurred at night, some during the day. And so if you've lived in that part of the country for long, I think you've probably heard the importance of monitoring weather overnight, having a weather radio. Folks that are new to the area may not be as familiar with the fact that a lot of the severe storms occur overnight, and that's certainly something that has to be taken into consideration when you're preparing a severe weather safety plan for you and your family.
Talk about the low-level water saturated lowlands that sometimes these communities are in. Baton Rouge is one example. It's more associated with flooding last year than tornadoes, but does that add to the danger?
It certainly does. You know, typically the tornadoes will get the headlines because of the tremendous devastation they can cause. But actually, in terms of thunderstorm killers, flash flooding is the number one killer. And unfortunately, when you see tornado outbreaks, it often occurs with thunderstorms producing heavy rainfall. So really, we're not talking about just the tornado threat. There's tornadoes, there's damaging straight line winds, and of course, flash flooding. And the most common mistake people make is to try to drive through high water thinking that it's not deep enough to cause trouble. And they find out very quickly that only about a foot of water is enough if it's moving quickly to sweep a car off the road.
Speaking to us from just up the road in Norman, Oklahoma, Bill Bunting is the chief of forecast operations for the National Weather Service's Storm Prediction Center. Thank you so much, Bill.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.